Welcome to Dearest Alaska. I'm your host, Karen Trope. Today, we join Nivia Luck Brandt for a tattooing ceremony performed by Inupiaq tattoo artist Marjorie Tabone. Surrounded by family and friends at the Kativik Cultural Center, Marge and Nivi prepare to start the ceremony.
The tattoo artist gave me this color, blue.
Hi, Isaac. Hi.
Hi, Connor.
Hi. Apakunak here. I'm just trying to place the stencil right now. I had to redo it a few times.
It's all good.
But it's all good. How big do you want the dots?
I want the middle one kind of the same width as the wider.
As the width of the middle one.
Yeah.
Okay. And do
and
you want
this, the thinner ones on the outside about this the same as the
okay.
line.
So what does this mum the design mean to you? I've seen it. You had it in a bit, but I didn't it got cut off.
Yeah. It's going to be I'm the oldest of four, so it's going to represent Hunter, Guy, and Daniel. And then myself in the middle, and my two parents. And then the bigger one is also the child I lost, and the other two is my two kids. So it's all about family for me. But it's also going to be my sobriety tattoo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'll stencil it all, and then I'll get after it's all on perfectly, I'll pour the ink and set the needle and get everything squared away.
What kind of needle are you going to use?
I've decided to use a lever on you. Okay, are you ready, Niv?
Yes.
All right. So, let's do this. It's so cool we are bringing back our ceremonies, you know?
Yeah.
Bringing back our traditions.
Representation of identity.
Mm-hmm.
Tattoos mean a lot to people.
Arctic blue?
Arctic blue.
Okay. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
You have to lean forward.
It's really hard.
Okay, relax. This is like the hardest part, I think. Okay, smile. Okay, don't smile. Now go like this. I know it's weird, but just do it. Okay, then relax. It'll look like it's been on her chin since she was born. Okay. That was the hardest part. Threading it with gloves on. Okay. All right. Done. Let's clean it off really good. And then I'm going to re-apply some of this.
As she finishes up Nivi's design, Marge explains the importance of incorporating a stitch into the tattooing process.
Stitching was part of our methods of tattooing, so stitching is like something that it's symbolic now. I feel like it's like a medicinal, so I use it in a medicinal way. It's like a spiritual type of solidification of the tattoo, like protection. Kind of like it'll protect her when it's healing. And she could say, it's right here. Like my ancestors.
Ancestors are like, no, stitch, they're with me forever. I mean, they always were, but.
Yeah.
Yay. That is amazing, thank you.
Of course. Yay.
Yeah, now I can freak out.
Now you can freak out. All the emotions can come.
On my way back, I was telling Henrik and I love you so much, I got you on my face. I'm so relieved in so many ways.
Do the mom hug.
My mom hug.
I'm so proud of you.
I love you too.
My ancestors are with you. So cool. Congratulations, I'm honored to have done it for you.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who made this episode possible. If you'd like to see more from this ceremony, check out the forthcoming documentary series, Skindigenous on APTN, Aboriginal People's Television Network. If you or someone you know would like to participate in an episode of Dearest Alaska, please email us at dearest.alaska@kanawem.org. Our theme music was composed by the Poddington Bear. Dearest Alaska, bringing your radio to life with the sounds of Western AK.